It's without question something is going on. All around the world, it's in the air. Global mind, collective unconscious, a conscious universe, Gaia, all kinds of, terminologies can be given, all kinds of explanation for what seems to be an energy, a presence, an awareness, something beyond just mere humanity. All around us, above us, a collective, in some sense. Some have called this the Akashic Records. We're going to take a look into that today. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web, and we are in session number 11, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. Now, in this series we've been dealing with, I think, is still one of the most important. Behind the largest ramping up in human history of dark spiritual presence, there's got to be doorways. There's a reason why there is so much visitation, encounter, experience, voices, engagement with entities. So you're going to hear me say throughout this session that behind the energies, behind what seems to be a presence out there, That's engaging humanity's mind on a collective level. Behind the energy are the entities. Even when we come to the concept of Akashic Records, this place they've described as the Hall of Records, the place where all of the information, all the events, all the feelings, all the thoughts, they say, are stored. Now, I was watching some of the YouTube videos on it, reading more materials on it. We've discussed it in the past, and it's very, very familiar to me, because back in the beginning of the 70s, into the 60s, in a temple where a master was training us, we are into Golden Buddha meditation. And we are to become passive. We were to open up. We were eventually to get out of our bodies or to go out into the great universal, the astral plane, the ether. And out there were the masters. Out there was massive knowledge, secret knowledge, advanced information that we were to go after and be able to have the privilege of receiving. Well, I wonder whether it was a privilege or not. Who are the entities that are behind the emanating energy, the experiences, the encounters, the events, the supernatural synchronicities that are going on everywhere that literally are connecting the world to what some have called a global mind. Some have called a conscious universe. Somehow all humanity is connected to it in a way. Well, this is what some are saying. Some that are trying to figure out what this field around the globe, in the atmosphere around us. A realm, clearly a realm, but we're going to talk about the entities, the Akashic Records, the global mind, and then we're going to take a look again where the Spirit of God is given, well, I believe, detailed revelation of this domain and this place of, rights where all of this is coming from. Now, the great concern also is the concept of global conscious awakening. I see two times this global conscious awakening, or a planetary wave of spiritual awakening or spiritual presence. Literally, you think in terms of going out to the ocean and wave coming in. And I do believe that a sense of a global spiritual tsunami is coming. And it involves, I believe, a burst from that side to this side as never before in human history. An unleashing, what underground Luciferians have called a inverted satanic Pentecost, counterfeit to Pentecost. So for all the believers in Christ, and you understand Acts chapter 2, the fulfillment of prophecy from Joel, where there would be a great pouring out of the Spirit of God on the sons and daughters, their dreams and visions, and listen, a great, immense, supernatural burst, the presence and power of the Spirit of God on believers in Christ to unleash the mission of God, loving the world, bringing healing, bringing deliverance, bringing the truth, all the way to the second coming of Christ. Now, there is a clear definition of this in Scripture and numerous examples in the book of Acts. It takes that presence, the Greek word dunamis, power of God. It's the felt power of God, the idea that, well, there's energy, there's power, and that is the presence of God when we're referring to the Holy Spirit and His work. And the work involves guidance and leading and speaking to the believer. Listen, if you want to see the great work of God, the Holy Spirit, look at the book of Acts and see all of what is done there. And then realize something. Here is the premise. There is another side, south of heaven, the other side of the fence, that has a massive global agenda. We can look at the origins of Satan, the nature of Satan and demons, the methodology of Satan and demons when it comes to deceit, masquerading, and how they operate in temptation, things like that. But the agenda is the most neglected concept in all the reading on spiritual warfare books, on the theology of Satan and demons. The agenda Satan has is, in my understanding and reading, the most neglected part and maybe the largest or the greatest bulk of New Testament teaching about the dark side. Why will the world accept an Antichrist? Why will the world denigrate into the worst chaos and collapse and destruction in all of human history? How will they open the abyss? What will the false prophet do as one of history's most demonstrative power workers, miracle workers? And where's the power behind all of this counterfeit, demonic, lethal working that is, and will go on? So we are in the most ramped up, unprecedented engagement with spiritual entities in all of history. And it only marks what's coming. And it only shows us the fulfillment of prophecy as God has detailed the information that there would be this ramping up, that the Spirit explicitly says, God the Holy Spirit, Timothy 4:1. Explicitly, expressly, in a detailed way, raising his voice, per se, telling us that this massive unleashing of spirits. 2 Thessalonians 2 does the same thing. The secret power of lawlessness is already at work. It is a supernatural working. Coming from where? Well, their location, their domain. Not just, and I refer to a lot, Hell's Kitchen, the concept of the idea being where Satan strategizes and where the worst of the worst of evil intentions are conceived to be unleashed into our physical world. I think by now we understand the world is clearly, consciously, supernaturally engaged. There's the clarity of the New Age movement as far as worldwide, a sense of people seeking and looking and being, well, spiritual. It's good to be spiritual as long as you're connected to the right side. Again, two sides of the fence. There is north of hell, there is south of heaven. There is a dark side, there is clearly, biblically, phos, the Greek word, the light of God. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Now let me say very clearly now, It may be by the supernatural providence of God that Luciferians, Satanists, psychics, that remote viewers and others that are interested in the global mind concept will be listening. I would pray that you would listen, that you would engage the information here, and I want you to know that the Bible, what is clearly the language of the Spirit of God, gives us massive heads up and warning, redemptive warning. Watch out, the bridge is out right around the corner. That some of the spiritual engagements, experiences, voices, encounters, though they seem enticing and amazing and have a sense of drawing us and they give a sense of sensation, that literally our senses, like in Genesis 3, where Eve, she felt, there was a feeling that was drawn as an entity engaged her. See, the entities that we're talking about emanate presence. Just as I would say that God emanates presence, Christ, God in human flesh. There was a woman that was sick for all these years. She tried and tried to get healed. All her money went to the doctors. Well, she heard about Jesus. She thought within herself that if she just got to him, she believed that if she can just touch a part of his garment, just touch him, she would be healed. Sure enough, going through the crowd, she touches him. She knows instantly that she is healed, and Jesus knows that power went out of him. And here's how he does it. He stops everything, turns around, and says, "Who touched me?" The disciples are wondering, "What do you mean? There's people all around you pressing in." He goes, "No." He was locating and bringing out, not to condemn, but to literally congratulate. That's right. The dear sick woman who believed in him and his power. And she just merely touched him. And Jesus said these words, that virtue, literally the Greek word power, dunamis, it went out of him and affected her. Luke 5:17, it says, the power, the dunamis of the Lord is present to heal the sick. So when salvation occurs, that is, when God in Christ comes into us and the great exchange, a new life, God's power, and the breaking of the deceptive, dark, encoded presence of sin, death, Satan, all of that is broken. It's by the power of God. The resurrection, there was an exertion. God exerted power. And believers, again, I say in Ephesians, this is revealed deeply about a power, incomparable power for those that believe. Now, when we talk about the power of God, we're talking about the inseparable presence. God is present in his power. He is omnipotent, omniscient, yes, omnipresent, yes. And inseparably, the omniscience, knowledge, presence, and power, God is, well, all of that in one. Now, we may experience an exertion of power that involves the immediacy of salvation. God's power over our lives is promised. It may be that we experience God's love and presence in that power. Well, that's because he's in his exerted power. His power is him. Now, on the other side of the fence, that same thing is true. The energy, the power, the felt energy power that is coming from the dark side, the entity emanates that and is in his presence or in that power or in that energy. You cannot experience the energy of dark fallen entities without the entity's connection. Now, the difference is this. They love to emanate their abilities, powers, supernatural force, but without you really knowing who they are. unless you understand the nature. And this is why I think, as I was listening to Dean Radin go over the concept of a magnetic consciousness around the globe, a mental magnetic consciousness, a conscious universe, as I've been reading those on the concept of global mind and the awareness. I mean, listen, there are many writing about it, many talking about it, and obviously going back to Edgar Cayce and others that have tapped into or allowed themselves, listen, to be tapped into. So here comes, again, because of, let me say this, a redemptive warning based on the sheer love of God and the deep concern of the lethal dark side. To all remote viewers, original remote viewers in the second generation and third generation remote viewers, and all those that are looking into non-human enhancements. Remote viewers like Edgar Mitchell when I was in Roswell, as I've said before, are correct in one sense, that there's a natural sense of the human of us in our construct. We have the ability to discern, perceive, sense, you know things, but it's limited. It only goes so far. Now, can we develop our sense, our feeling? Sure, to a certain degree, just like we can develop our knowledge and many other things. But there is, listen, you got to understand this. When it comes to Christ coming into a life, that is non-human enhancement in the infinite sense, in the God sense. It is not just energies and powers and abilities. It is the presence, the person of God bringing us into relationship so that we know that we know that we know God. And all that God is beginning to release into the construct, we've been built inside, wired inside to perceive spiritually, to know God. Now, in Ephesians chapter 1, and if you're not familiar with the Bible, go to Ephesians 1 and read this. It talks about the eyes of our heart being brightened, enlightened, of course, by the Spirit of God. Read the context. For every believer in Christ, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of wisdom, revelation, the Spirit of God's presence can brighten, enlighten the eyes. That's that perceiving, discerning, experiencing, feeling, comprehending part of you to be able to be interacting with God in relationship. When the Holy Spirit speaks to a believer, read Acts 8, you'll see this. It's God speaking to us, and we're able to quote what it is he says. See, for those who are not yet believers in Christ, psychics, remote viewers, and other researchers, listen, you cannot reduce the experiences I'm talking about into occult language or bring it down into what you have experienced. What I experienced in Golden Buddha meditation and the New Age and spiritistic things I was into are quite... Now, again, it deals with the capacities of my understanding, my heart, the eyes of my heart. The occult world might call it the third eye, the awakening of the third eye. Well, yes. Either you're awakened and opened up by the Spirit of God, by the living Christ who gave his life at that cross. He's alive. And either he, God, and this side, heaven, opens you up, or the other side does. It's one or the other. And there's evidences of which side. The one side will always come with the sense of powers, energies, human enhancements, the giving of elitist knowledge, promises of spiritual evolution to deity, to homo lumos, those kind of things that never, ever bring you into relationship with God. Whereas the goal, heaven down, is to bring you into relationship. It will include God's power and works and charismatic giftings. It will include deep experiences and incredible engagement. But the ultimate thing is to know God personally. Now, I'm saying all of this in this session number 11, because when we talk about dark rituals and dark powers, I've said all along in this series that, and by the way, if you're listening to the preemption broadcast in iTunes, please realize that we have a series that is going to go about 16 separate hours. And you can get that at shatterthedarkness.net. It's called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. The issue is this. On God's side, as God is unleashing his presence, his word, and so forth, then how do we engage? Well, that's where, again, living presence is in the Word of God. The Bible talks about how we can be born again in the book of Peter by the Word of God. In other words, hearing the message of Christ, God's love, God's provision, that Christ in all of the presence, power, and working of what he's done at the cross can come into you if you open up and believe and receive Christ in. The laws of engagement. God is summoning, God is searching, God is speaking to the world. And God's mission, if you don't understand, is to reach the world. God's not willing that anybody perish. God has a means by which total forgiveness and cleansing and his presence coming back into our human spirit, into our heart, into our consciousness, into our very being. And yes, it does involve presence, power, a sense of energy, supernaturalism in a sense. But it's him. Behind all of God's working, healings, miracles, all of God's working, it is him. He is his power. He is in his power. You cannot separate presence from power. Now, this is what the dark side does not want you to understand. They come to entice with enablements and supernatural things and opening your third eye, in a sense, opening that same capacity to their side. You know, it's like you can take a bowl that has a lid on it. You can open it up and pour just fresh, clean, cold water in it. Or you can take the lid off and you can pour in sewage. The bowl can literally take in either one. Now, in a spiritual sense, you can't mix. The dark side knows this. It's clear on God's side. You can read about that, 2 Corinthians 5, chapters 5 and 6. The temple of God, the temple of Belial. You cannot mix. It's either what comes from God out of heaven, the living Christ, the Spirit of God, in all of his works and powers and graces coming into you. Or it's the other side. You are the one that has the capacity to receive. The question is, in this day and hour, what are you opening up to? What is filling up the capacity of your life? And it has everything to do with who's engaging you and what you're allowing in. Back in the days when I was in that temple, and this master would be there to teach us how to meditate in a certain way, how to go passive, and then to allow, and there would be a feeling, there would be an energy, there would be a sense. And there might be thoughts coming from the outside in. There might be all of a sudden a vision, a dream. It might be all of a sudden something come on you and then decide to come into you or take you up out into where they are. He talked about the ascended masters. Secret knowledge, elitist knowledge, supra knowledge that we could gain. Now that is in miniature what is going on collectively worldwide. For those who do not know, biblical, Holy Spirit-given prophetic literature, where God the Holy Spirit has spoken about the future in three ways. The Spirit of God points to what, again, of course, God will be doing clearly. The Spirit of God gives definitive and detailed insight into actual human history, what the nations will do, what individuals will do, even the feelings and actual words that people and even the masses will be saying in the end. Now, the Spirit of God also gives a third area, and this is the area that I think is the most neglected. The Spirit of God gives detailed information on the entire counterfeit, supernatural, dark, spiritual side. The Spirit of God says what that side is doing, and the Spirit of God shows, whether you look at Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 down, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 1 John chapter 2, the entire book of Revelation. You can go back to the book of Daniel. The Spirit of God gives massive content into the development of the dark side emanating and crossing over into our side, and the effects in politics, military, development, globalism, into the religious or spiritual precepts, consciousness, experiences of humanity. Oh, that dark side wants humanity to experience spiritually, but a spirituality does not connect them to God. As a matter of fact, the spirituality that they talk about, that they are emanating, that they are doing, cannot lead you to God by nature and by their exerted will. They will never lead a person to Christ, never guide a person to correct information about the Bible, never take someone to the mercy of God. Their goal is to two things: obscure it, get it out of your mind and heart, and replace it with an entire spiritual counterfeit alternative. Now, let's talk about the entities. Behind the energy, listen, emanating, and I'll just say it this way, around the world, around the globe, there is without question a sense of spiritual energy in the air. Everybody around the world can say that they are feeling a sense of ominous presence coming to you, a chaos, catastrophic things from all kinds of sources that is being spoken, and literally, I believe, maybe you disagree, there is a sense that there is an expectation of a collapse speaking this. And I'm going to say that the many sources coming from south of heaven are literally, through whatever vessels and means they're coming through, they are bringing out the collective same overall information. Catastrophic collapse of the world system, a new age, but that age will involve this planetary spiritual wave, this global conscious awakening, a burst of spiritual presence that will force the evolutionary development of human consciousness. In other words, the idea of spiritual presence will grab humanity by the consciousness, by their heads per se, and lift them up to a new level, or take them into a new spiritual dimension, precept. And what is that? What is the source? Because the Spirit of God in biblical prophecy teaches this very thing will occur, but that it is the bursting of the satanic, demonic side in a collective, global goal of captivating the world and drawing it into a spiritually charged globalism that will eventually have clearly a supernatural, spiritually enhanced, spiritually charged individual, a world ruler, a world teacher, a Maitreya, a Mahdi, Antichristu. So what are you ready for? Listen, if you're a believer in Christ, listen, the big issue now is study, study, study what the Spirit of God says about the agenda of the dark side. Because we are in it. We are in the fulfillment of the unprecedented ramping up of the dark side's presence coming across into our side. And that means that they they were able to break through the veil, come over to our side, manifest into our realm, in lives, on people, over cities, over nations, infecting and affecting politics, well, the political ideologies, bring ideas and thoughts and influences to military developments, and push everything in one direction. And that's exactly what is occurring. We must understand that there is, and has always been since the fall of the human race, a global mind, a presence around the globe that emanates its purpose, its desire, that emanates its power and energy to accomplish that. And as predicted, it has crossed over. Now, the laws of engagement, oh, listen, doorways. It's all about doorways. Someone comes to your door, if you're listening right now, and all of a sudden they begin to knock, 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 knock. And the only way that they can get in, really, in a sense, is that you go to the door, whether you look out or not. You open the door, and you invite them to come in. It's as if right now your cell phone rang. And you can pick it up and look who's calling, maybe, but it's not until you click the button that opens the door to their voice coming over and you getting into a conversation. That's how this vast, global, enormous collective of dark spiritual entities operate. They must have exousia, rites. They must have a topon, a doorway. Ephesians 4, when the Spirit of God says to believers in Christ, be angry but don't sin. It's about all how you deal with anger. But, you know, being angry, don't sin. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Give the devil a foothold. See, anger that develops and that gets into bitterness and can turn into rage, all of that, the dark side can begin to manipulate and grab onto and influence that old sin nature's development. That's the way they piggyback on the backs of the human race. When I read to you here and define again Ephesians 2, when the Spirit of God gives reference to what is behind the global conscious brain or this presence out there, this field out there, this collective out there. And some have called this the unconscious collective. Well, it's clearly becoming more conscious, isn't it? And I think anybody engaged in that side, listen, if you don't have the Spirit of God in you, if you don't have the grid by which you can discern, please understand, they are far more advanced than humanity. They've been around for millennia. They have great power. They have massive knowledge. They are entities. They have intellect, emotion, and will. And emanating from them are their powers. They've got powers in every sense can counterfeit what God does. They can bring healing. They can bring awakenings. They can bring non-human enhancements. They can open a person up. They can cause, as I said earlier, the bowl, if you take the lid off in a sense and let someone pour this dark enablement within, you got to understand the methodology. They don't show up saying, we're the bloodthirsty demons from hell that want to drag your soul to hell. They show up masqueraded as ancient entities, translucent spirits, powerful beings, ancient masters with great knowledge. That's what they do. And we need to understand their method and their ultimate agenda. And I'm going to say clearly, and here's the warning, redemptively, out of God's passionate love for you, if you don't know him yet, that is a grave and serious warning that counterfeit spirituality will do all that it can to keep itself cloaked and hidden from what it really is, while it tantalizes, seduces, and gets a deeper and broader grip into a life. Oh, there can be incredible experience. Listen, I agree. I had them. They could be incredible experiences and powers and events and engagements and synchronicity and supernatural things. But south of heaven, that side of the fence will do it all in counterfeit to God with the goal of keeping, listen, their goal is to keep people from God. The Spirit of God is all about leading us to God. What is God's great doorway? Well, read the Gospel of John. If you're a researcher, if you're someone that's researching all this and you don't yet know God personally and his power, presence, life personally, then read the Gospel of John. You're going to find out that Christ, who was the eternal, forever existing Logos, that reason for all of the universe that exists, everything that is material is literally, absolutely dependent on the immaterial presence of God. And God, Logos, became flesh. You ever read Hebrews chapter 2? Since the children have flesh and blood, he, referring to God, shared in our humanity. This is a monogenesis. This is a one-of-a-kind thing. Infinite God in human presence. The incarnation, genetically in every sense of the term, fully God, fully man. So if you're listening and you have not yet engaged yet, because I'm going to guarantee you, everything coming from the other entities, the other side of the fence, south of heaven, the Akashic records, the global mind, the collective unconscious, every ounce of the coming global conscious awakening will do everything it can to teach the opposite. Two things: to obscure the reality of God in Christ and all about the cross and all about the death, resurrection, and even the second coming. And then present another, always a de-deified Jesus, that there's no discussion. Now, think about it. Go ahead and read Casey. Go ahead. Well, I'm not saying go ahead and read. I'm just saying if you've read Casey, if you've read a lot of the occultists, if you've read Alice Bailey, if you've read all of these, if you're coming out of the New Age, if you're coming as a researcher in the area of theoretical physics and the combination of technology, spirituality, and all that, then please understand something. You've got to come to the point where you understand what is behind the emanating energies, engagements, what it is you're researching. Could it be that you are researching, and without them unveiling themselves, could it be that you're researching, putting your hands out there and feeling the powers, feeling the energies, sensing and recognizing there is a presence? Do you know what the entity behind that presence is? So here's the revelation, and this is how it relates to dark rituals, dark powers. Going back to the mines, going back to every place around the world where there has been those kind of temples. Anywhere you've gone to study ancient human sacrifice, and the reasons for ritual sacrifice, go back to 2 Kings, believers, chapters 21, 22, you're going to see, as God reports, because mankind didn't know, but as God reports, because so much of this is done purposely in secrecy to keep it from becoming an outrage, this is one of the deep, deep workings of this dark satanic presence. Even Ezekiel chapter 8 will describe to you this concept of hidden satanic work that involves human sacrifice, the shedding of blood, which becomes the number one doorway by which these entities that are tantalizing, engaging, and drawing collective humanity to their side. This is the number one way they come across and find their rights. a topon, a legal right to get in. So the rituals, ancient ones, broader ones, spoken of in the Old Testament, it's spoken about in the book of Revelation chapter 16, where the mother of all rituals, with the release of demonic presence, entities, actual entities, into the atmosphere, it's what we have called the, you know, ultimate planetary spiritual wave is unleashed literally in affecting the world leaders, political, military leaders. It is the act and the presence and the power behind the reasons for Armageddon. Armageddon cannot occur without it. Armageddon and all that has been done and being done and will be done to develop the world's political and military superpower has a spiritual backdrop. And rituals have played a part. Now, let me mention before we get in. Well, I'll mention this first, the ritual side of things. As it was in the days of Manasseh, as it was in the days of King, the Moabite king that actually sacrificed his son on the wall to help release onto this side dark entities, gods, goddesses that they would be engaged with, to fuel with non-human enhancement the soldiers that in that case defeated Israel. An occultic demonized tribe that did human sacrifice unleashed powers that engaged their warriors and caused their warriors to win. Again, to extend that kingdom. Every time that side, south of heaven's side, even as it's masqueraded as translucent, beautiful, globalist, loving presence, when everybody or anybody receives, takes in, grabs a hold of, believes, please realize the grip. That is the open door that allows them to begin to operate in deep ways in the mind and the heart. Let me ask you, do you know the spiritual presence you're engaged with or that is influencing you or that you are experiencing, what side of the fence does it come from? North of hell or south of heaven? They're both real. There's agenda on both sides. There's power, energy, and clearly non-human enhancement on both sides. I mean, God talks about glorification in the end, indestructible immortality because of what Christ did on the cross. Did you know about that? The physics of God are astounding and infinitely beyond the physics, the spiritual physics, the abilities, the collective abilities of the dark side. Now, let me mention rituals per se, because in our materials and what we're doing, we're now talking about, in one of our presentations, 500 million satanic rituals being done in the last 40 years, going all the way back literally to Jack Parsons in the Mojave Desert doing the Babylon working. And when we begin to track the rituals that have been done, we're saying that because of satanic ritual abuse, because of the developments that are going on, that on the surface, we see the New Age movement, the global conscious awakening coming. We see on the surface spiritual engagements, enhancements. We see the development of psychic abilities being broadened on both a numerical and intensity way. And we see all of it ramping up, clearly. I agree with those who are saying that there's new abilities and new powers and new things because there is more presence on this side now manifest in the air, operative in the lives of humanity. And they are giving more and more and more, just like God said would happen prophetically, as counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles. Do you take the warning serious? Are you willing to take the warning? Now, I know that some who have spirits, the spirits that are behind the energies enhancements that you have, will clearly react when we say Jesu Christu, Jesus Christ, the blood of Christ, the cross. It is very clear that there is an authority that can out what entity is behind the actual energies, presences, and events, encounters, and enhancements. Now, when we talk about the ritual side of things, in our research, the rituals have developed to where they are literally done every week. That there are hundreds of thousands involved in the satanic ritual sense. Now, if you take, again, a study of Ezekiel 8, you're going to find that one of the methods that is consistent with the ritual coven is that, number one, on a physical level, they do all they can to live in secrecy, in hidden places and so forth, and do it there. But there's a supernatural power that helps hide them. In Ezekiel's day, not even the great prophet knew what was going on. A historic, long-term, massive, serpent-worshipping coven hidden in the cavern under the powers of darkness had been operating a long time. A long time. It was only by the hand of God that it was broken into. And that's what's occurring all around us. In Europe, if you're listening in Russia right now, and again we say welcome to those who have downloaded in Moscow, those who have downloaded in Lithuania, those who have downloaded in the Czech Republic, those who have downloaded in multiple nations and cities around Europe, and those in China, in South America, South Africa. So we know that if we ask you to send us an email about hearing about and knowing about satanic rituals in your city. I don't care if it's Moscow, if it's Berlin, if it's Paris, if it's Malta, if it's London. It doesn't make any difference. It's down in Brazil. It's in Manila. It's in Pretoria, South Africa. It's in Ontario. It's in Erie, Pennsylvania. You can go to cities all over. Everywhere we find a satanically, ritually abused individual victim, like in our city, one individual found and helping them and freeing them. But what we've found in 30 years now, up to 30 years, is that means there are probably 30 or up to 200 more victims out there in the city, whether it's large or small. It also means that there is either a large coven or a network of covens in a larger city area. It also means, because you cannot be satanically ritually abused, you cannot be one of these individuals without rituals being done pre-conception, at conception, during the time the baby is in the womb, at birth, at the entire development, at 6 years old, all the way up to 13 years old, and will continue. So that one satanically, ritually abused individual at 20 years old, they can describe and tell, and victims have done this, and they can go into a thousand different, rituals that they've been through in 20 years or more. Now, what we've done is said, okay, let's lower that to 500. And instead of saying, okay, there's 4.5 million diagnosed cases, others like Colin Ross in his book on the subject mentions, he's a psychiatrist out of Canada, now operating in the United States. There is those who believe, and he's recognized it in his book, up to 10 million in the United States. And I would say it has to be 30 million in Europe, and it's in Russia. Wherever you find the, I believe, demonically inspired technology of splitting the human core, creating subpersonalities to turn individuals into Manchurian candidates, ultimate reason for this is to subjugate the human will, to create subpersonalities with abilities, programmings, powers, demonizations, ultimately to become super warriors, troops of Antichrist. That's what it's all about, ultimately. I'm talking right now about the rituals behind it all. So that when we go back to mid-1940s, and this goes back into the Hall of the Dead in the entire black flame that where the rituals were being done, where engagement with supernaturally given ideas in psychology, science, military, political ideologies while in Germany. The Nazism is clearly forged from Hell's Kitchen, and had that revelation, that data, became political ideology, just like globalism. Absolutely no different than the globalist ideology right now. Did they know that in the beginning? No. Did they know that the supernatural enhancements and the vision and the drive and the political military endeavor to conquer the world started on scratch paper in Hell's Kitchen? A fallen cherub, a collective presence, that spiritual engagement, power, energy, force led to, as always in the past and always will in the future, clearly in the future, a horrific destruction. Whether it's an individual life, whether it's a family line, whether it's a nation. And now it will be, as God has said, read the book of Revelation. It will be global. We are on the way. Who knows how long it will be to the rise of Antichrist, Homo Satanus, which marks the last basic 7 years of fallen human history. It will become the most destructive. All of this development has behind it, not just what you, the collective unconscious, the feeling, the energies, the New Age movement, that's the surface. Underneath the surface, as was in the past, so it is now. The 500 million, the four, if we take the largest possible statistics, and go to Europe and Russia and so forth, maybe 4 billion rituals, as God identified this in the scriptures in the past, only God infinitely by his presence knows how many exactly. So if we say the max is 4 billion, do you realize one ritual that uses human blood or brings forth the demonic from that side and lets them manifest to this side? Do you realize that's just one that allows the spirit that wants to be on this side to have influence, to have rights, to infect or affect people, and then to bring a broader effect? Do you realize that one ritual can do that? And then when a ritually abused or others in human sacrificial satanic rituals, when that is done again and again and again, what about 1,000? What about 500 million? How many spirits have come across? How much of the dark side has gotten legal rights to bring operative influence onto this side? Now, where do the spirits come from? That's where I want to mention the Akashic Records. Great talk has been done, more and more of the teaching of Edgar Cayce and the Akashic Records, a realm, a hall of records. I'm listening to one earlier video on this, and they even use the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 20, and they're trying to connect the book of life, the Lamb's book of life, and saying, oh, the Lamb's book of life in the Bible, that's the same thing as the hall of records. No, that would be an utter, complete research fallacy. If you research the book of life in the New Testament, you're going to see that it involves the names of those that have believed on the living Christ, and it is a representation of their secured eternal life, their knowing of God, and that God has them written in that book of life. It has nothing to do with the concept of the Akashic Records. Now, later, when it comes to the Great White Throne Judgment, it talks about the books. God, the books being opened. It's really behind that concept in biblical revelation is God holding a record, God holding the record of the sin, horrific deeds, God rejecting, Christ rejecting, acts of humanity. That's what those books hold. So counterfeit to the books of God, like in everything else the dark side does, there's this revelation of the book, the Hall of Records, this counterfeit collective. You know what I believe the Akashic Records, the Hall of Records? Well, for one thing, it's clearly a realm where there is clearly information, records, engagement. There's no question about its existence in the sense that it's a presence seemingly out there in the atmosphere, globally out there, maybe dimensionally, and I would say, yes, realm, dimensionally out there. But clearly on a biblical side, it is not the book of life, Christ, the Lamb's book of life. It is not the books that are open that deal with...